Hello, happy Tuesday, everybody. Hope you're all doing great. So we are carrying on today with our triggers. Okay, everything's triggers in life, people. Keep that in mind. Okay, so does anybody want me to use them as an example for triggers today, or anybody have any questions regarding the triggers protocol?
You can use me for an example.
I'd love to be used. Yahida, good morning. Could I please be your guinea pig today?
Sure. Yahida, hi. Okay, so, but before we take you, just to get any general questions that we have regarding the protocol. Anybody have? Okay, go ahead. Anarina?
No, I would also like to be used, so.
Oh, you want to be used and abused. Okay, you're next. Okay, Shani, hi.
Yeah. Hi. Good morning. I wanted to ask, when you do the trigger clearing and you you ask first, like, is it, you know, pre-birth or post-birth? So if it comes out pre-birth and then it comes out inherited, or do you have to figure out where it's inherited from, or can you just clear inherited?
You know, I'll tell you the thing. It's a great question. So when you're doing inherited, okay, what I do is I like to find out exactly how far back it was inherited. Because what happens is if you don't do that, the energy is still hanging out there and it could just bounce onto somebody else within your family. So like, let's say like it's inherited. Okay, so let's say it's coming from your mom. So I use my hands a lot, okay? So is it from my mom? And I don't know why, I just somehow sort of mark it in time. So it's from your mom, mom's mom, mom's dad, okay, mom's dad. And you could just write M. I wrote M and then D and then M and then M and then I'm just going down the, or going up, whichever way you want to do it. But yes, you want to find out the first person it starts with and clear it from there. You're clearing from her and then to him and then to him and then to her and then your mom and then you and then your children while you're at it. Okay. Just clear the whole timeline as you're going down.
Wow. Okay. That's very helpful. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Perfect. Esther. In England, hello.
Yes, hi. I just, I'm trying every day. I'm not coming up with any triggers. I just want to make sure that there isn't any or something blocking for me to be able to clear them.
You are a perfect person. No triggers. No triggers. You have triggers with your husband, with your children, with yourself, with your mom. I'm getting with your dad.
Okay.
So just do it by age.
I'll
right?
work on it.
Sisters, okay, I'm getting brothers. I'm getting some brothers, maybe. Okay.
So how come when I tested it, do you have any triggers and nothing came up? Do I have to test specific people?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Do I have to test
yes, and yes, and yes. And it may be I have no triggers with my husband until, bam, I just suddenly do. And it wouldn't come up as a general. There's general. Everything we do is either general or specific. And even with it may not be specific. However, in a situational situation with your husband, okay, it could be you guys are driving to the airport and he's driving like a maniac and then you get triggered. Follow me? But up till then you're fine.
Yeah.
So triggers are very interesting in how they manifest for people. But I'm getting you do have them. Maybe you're not able to find them right now. But be specific. Do I have any triggers? No. Do I have any triggers with my husband? Yes. Well, why is it coming up that they don't have triggers, right? I can't answer that question. It doesn't always show up as general. You have to be specific with the person, and then you have to be specific with the specific issue with the person, or triangle triggers with this person and this person in that scenario, then it shows up as a trigger.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Rochelle, sorry, just on what you said there, driving with your husband. I mean, is that a stressor or a trigger? Because
it could be both. You know, we check them the same way, stressors and triggers. 99% of the time when I check people, it's a trigger. But sometimes it's a stressor. And the question is, what's the difference? People ask me that question, what's the difference? It's just the way it manifests in your body. It can feel the same way. A stressor creates a stress response in the body, okay, where you feel extremely anxious or super stressed out, where a trigger can also do that, but it creates a fight, flight, freeze response in the body. Just a different mechanism, but the end result might be the same. But you do clear them the same. You just need to identify, is it a stressor trigger? That's what I do. Stressor trigger, yes. And by the way, that could be for, I'm sorry, what was her name? Esther, it could be that you have stressors, and that's what I'm getting. You have stressors, not triggers. Okay? So check that as well.
Okay.
Okay, Yeti.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi. I keep getting that I'm triggering myself, I guess, and there's like every age, I cannot clear 11. What do I do when I can't clear?
So mark it down on your day timer, then circle mm-hmm. it, and when we get to the cause of issues chart, then chances are it's entangled with something, or you might need more information in order to clear that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay, Zoom user, who's that?
Me. Sorry. Hi. Just a quick question.
Sure.
I know it sounds like a funny one. If you've cleared your triggers, like the original, then will you be just left with stresses that keep coming to pop up? Or because if you keep clearing triggers, that's the original birth of the stress, right?
No, the trauma is the original birth of the stress usually. Something is going on that creates a trauma. What's a trauma? Basically anything that happens. We look at right. In the Torah, we see tons of examples of what we call trauma, even though trauma is not technically mentioned in the Torah. There are challenges. There are things that create an imprint on our energy system that actually shows up, on a microscope, that you can see these little dots of trauma on a cellular level.
Because I'm understanding that stresses are continuous because of an original trigger.
True.
Or vice versa.
Well, it's
but
true.
Then if you, yeah, but then if you get rid of the original trauma, whatever, uh-huh. then the stresses will go with it.
Possibly, but not necessarily. It depends, and you can have a stressor and a trauma and a trigger, and they're kind of all entangled together, and you clear. Like we're gonna do deep trauma work, I think, in next week or the week after, and you can deal with the trauma and clear the trauma, but if you don't deal with the stressor and the trigger that was caused from that, then you will still be triggered by that exact same scenario, even though theoretically the trauma is cleared. So
to me, it sounds like the stresses are a side effect of the trigger, technically.
The stressors and triggers are side effects of the trauma, correct.
Oh, the trauma is the mother of the two things.
Correct.
Okay,
yeah.
That's why I was curious to hear.
Yeah.
All right,
okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let me just put it another way, okay? I call a trigger an emotional allergy, okay? What that means, let's say and I get a lot of people allergic to all the Shabbos foods, right? Because there's so much trauma going on at the Shabbos table. So you're sitting there minding your business, eating your challah, and your chicken and all the food, and there's all this stuff going on in your family continuously. And before you know it, now every time you eat bread, your throat chokes up. Oh, your eyes start watering. And you eat chicken, and you eat this, and you eat that, and everything. I'm basically allergic to everything. And the reason why is because most of the time, that's what I call an energy trigger allergy to this food. And we clear that in level 2, okay? We do a lot of allergy clearing. It is amazing to be able to clear people's allergies they've had for 20 years. It's the same problem. It's a trigger. The body is triggered by the memory of eating this food from an emotional perspective. Okay? So it's the same concept. The trigger is coming from the trauma of a situation. And it could be that. That's why they say when you're going through, if you're upset, don't eat. Because if you eat, you're going to create a trigger reaction to this food. Whatever you're eating has become a bad situation for you in the future. Okay, Zoom user. I'm not sure who that is.
Leia?
Hi, Leia. Did we already talk to you?
Leia Rosemail. I spoke to you yesterday.
Oh, hi. Okay, how are you?
No.
Okay, do you have a question?
Nothing. You said yesterday you were going to check me, my online, my offline. I wasn't sure where I was holding.
I see. Okay, fine. And I'm going to get to you in a second. Also, Helena, hi. Do you have a question? Okay, so Leia, you're not online. You're not connected to your inner divine wisdom. Okay, let me send that to you. Okay, is there a reason why? Let's clear out all the reasons why you came offline. Hold on 1 second. All right, sending you what I did. Okay, see if that's any better. Okay, Helena, any questions? I see your hands up.
I want to go over what you just said again with stressors and triggers. So sure. trigger is the culprit that comes out. And why you call it an allergy is because an emotional allergy, because it so if you're using the Shabbos table as an example, it's because the different food you have, you may not have an allergy, but maybe through an emotion that was created that you're feeling uncomfortable. So if you take that besides the Shabbos table to another scenario, then if you have the trauma, the stressor could be whatever you're in. You're sitting with friends, and then you want to say something, but then you could feel like uncomfortable because there's a trigger that you might have become stressed in the situation that you've been, and then you'd rather just not be able to share it in that place. Absolutely. Is that like a same idea?
Absolutely. That's for sure true. And by the way, triggers, well, like I said, it's 50% of the work I do. And it plays out in every protocol that we do in this program. And it could be that, you know, you're sitting and you're having your glass of wine or whatever you're having, or you're just sitting and somebody triggers, they say something to you that triggers you, on top of the fact that you're already feeling shut down from the glass of wine that you're drinking right now, from being triggered when you're with your mom at the Shabbos table that got into a whole fight. It just, they all get untangled all together. So we just have to sit and untangle them, clear them out by age, layer by layer by layer by layer as we're going through them. And I'm still clearing out triggers, which shocks me sometimes. I'm like, I'm still triggered by this? Like, what is this? They're old triggers. I check, is this new stuff? It's not. It's old stuff. Okay? Is that clear?
Yeah. And the other thing, I just want to thank you. Yesterday, you said at the end of the session, maybe there's something like you watch the class and then you just don't know why you don't get energized after to do it or to do the work. Mm-hmm. So can you check me on that? Like, what is it that you said it so well yesterday that doesn't allow me sometimes to do it after, because everything else in my life comes in and I'm like, what the heck? I was so motivated.
Okay. And by the way, it's a great point that you're bringing up, but I do want to bring this up. Okay. Before we move on. I've had quite a few people have this problem. And what I realized is we have to add another thing to the protocol. And if you're getting stuck, if you're getting tripped up with this program for whatever reason, these are the things you need to check, okay? Blocks and triggers. Blocks and triggers, to me, because I tend to trigger people, not on purpose, okay, to the program, to the other students' questions that are asked, okay, to taking the course, to learning this information, being able to translate this information, and feeling overwhelmed that you can't do this program. Okay, any of these can trip people up and block them from wanting to move forward. And it was very interesting because just yesterday I had a couple of students that I was like, you know, trying to, you know, like, what is going on here? And this actually was a list that I compiled working with the two different students that they repeated level 3 a few times. They're like, I don't know, I just can't seem to move it on. And it was very interesting that all these things came up for them. And it has nothing to do
with the course. Can you give us that list? Sorry.
Well, I mean, it's recorded, so I will post it on the chat group so you can listen again. But I'll just go super quickly because I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. But you want to check blocks, or how many blocks you have, and then triggers by age, okay? To taking the course, okay? To working, to blocks to doing this work. Because there's one thing to take the course. It's another thing to sit down and do the work. Another one thing would be learning to do this work. The brain's not processing it for some reason. The people on the class, some people are very triggered by some of the questions that come up in this class. Translating it into something I can use, like you're watching the stuff, but you're not able to translate it, interpretation, and overwhelmed to the amount of knowledge that you're learning to get you into action to actually do this work. Okay, and that's just a couple of things. I mean, that came up with a few people that sort of overlapped. I'm like, what, this is so interesting. So I just started making a list, and I'm going to make the list. And people, if you have any other thing, please send it to me. And let's process it together, and we'll just compile a list for people to check, because this is called energy dynamics, because it keeps changing, okay?
So can you check me?
I can't do
you count how many traumas? Do you have any?
I want to be able to do that for you right now, okay? But if you want, we can, you know, do this on a private session together.
Okay? Oh, private. Okay. No problem. It's a million trillion.
Okay, fine. All right, fine. So now let's move on. Okay,
Rachel, don't people also need, like, regarding the person who just asked this question, don't people also need to check, like, at the end of the group, like, if they're entangled or if they got, you know, if their lines are down? Like, is that?
Well, that's every say, day. Every day you would do that. But
right.
The list that I just was talking about is things that might block people from being able to move forward in the course.
Uh-huh. Like okay, no, because I thought she was saying that, like, I thought she was saying that after, like, after yesterday's meeting that she just felt, like, sort of, like, knocked down or not, you know, not feeling motivated. So, like, that if you get, you know, hooked on to someone or someone hooks on to you or you get entangled.
Yeah, definitely.
No, not none of that.
Right, oh, okay. No, I don't think that is necessarily what she's saying, but I'm just saying at the end of the Zoom class, if you are that type of person, which you know if you are not, disconnect yourself at the end of the Zoom class. So that way you have disconnected from the Zoom, yeah. Everyone on the Zoom, clear off anything you might have absorbed. It just works like that. Okay?
Okay. All right,
fine. So let's go to Yehida. Okay, Yehida, my dear, where are you? Okay.
I'm here, ready and waiting.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So what would you like to work on in terms of trigger? What, with whom do you want to work? With whom or shall you work?
May as well start with husband. I think I've cleared a lot of them, but maybe you run a quick check. I have two married children, so they have spouses, and I have two stepchildren they have spouses, but I'm clearing some of those. I cleared like 25,000 yesterday off somebody while I was swimming. Backstroke in the ocean.
Well, okay, so we clear triggers very specifically, okay? So yeah. Yahid, how old are you?
57.
Okay. So I'm gonna demonstrate how to do this. Hold on one second. Okay, so triggers with your husband, yes, okay. Before birth, okay. One, coming up with one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Okay, every age so far. 10, 11.
Did you get yes to before birth, or you didn't, so you went straight to 1 to 10?
Right, I did not. Okay, so 1 to 10 is clear, and you could just double check it if I miss something. 1 to 10 is a cleared yes. 10 to 20 is not cleared. Okay, so 10, 11, 12 years of age, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Okay. So 20 to 30, 30 to 40, 40 to 50, 50 to current age. So what that means is that most of the triggers that you have with your husband have nothing to do with your husband. They all have to do with the stuff you had from 1 to 20, which is super, super common, by the way.
They don't usually have to do with the person.
That's true. Right. I have quite a few couples that I work on, and they're like, we can't have a conversation about anything because everything turns into a fight. And that's mm-hmm. because they're mm-hmm. super triggered about everything. They're just one big ping pong ball. And then before they know it, they're angry, shut down, not talking. It's ugly and nasty.
And okay, so yeah. What were you able to do now? Because I know that I cleared a lot of them. When I'm with him, I can stay very calm. I just keep my mouth shut. That's the rule. I mean, that's
okay. But do the same thing with him. Okay, you need to do the exact same thing.
Well,
with him.
What happened yesterday is I was talking to somebody neutral who knows us both, who tries to act as an intermediary, and she would say something, and I just wanted to say, oh, you know, I noticed it was like rolling my eyes and like saying, oh my gosh, are you serious? Like, really, he believes that? Where is he coming up with that? And I was like that 20-year-old college argumentative kind of a. I'm going to take myself off video on video for a second.
Right. So I'm going to have to move on, sweetie. I'm so sorry. I apologize, but I've got to move on. Okay, I have quite a few people that want me to check them. But so clear your husband the same way I just cleared you. You have to do it. You can't do it while you're in the ocean. You've got to be able to check yourself. It's very specific. It doesn't work if you try to do it a different way. If you're in the ocean.
Okay, it did work.
It did work yesterday for me, for sure. On someone else.
For someone else. Hmm? Okay.
I mean, me with someone else, his stepson. I mean, my stepson, his son.
Okay, you can do general clearing of a trigger. Like, you could just create a bubble or intention, and it sometimes works like that. But if you really want to be effective, I have tried multiple different ways with all kinds of the practitioners, and this is the most effective way, by age. Clearing by age, up and down, you wait for the clearing to happen, and then you move it on to the next age. Once you feel a clearing, then you just move it on, okay?
Yeah, you know how many millions he has. So you've cleared me now completely.
It doesn't matter. I don't do by millions.
It takes time.
Sorry?
It takes time. It takes time. I've been working on him for a long time, as you know. So you cleared me. Can you double check? I have no triggers on him anymore, according to your check.
Well, generally, it could be if you come up with a specific trigger, then you would need to, you know, maybe he wakes you up for no reason and you get triggered by that. And you can say, well, I already cleared my triggers with him. General triggers, yes. Specific triggers, it depends on what they are. They might come up, you know, more triggers might come up that aren't coming up on your system right now, because maybe it's more of like a situational trigger with your husband. So it's not really it's just a situation by age. Correct. Clear him by age. You should find a way calmer husband. But then you want to think about all the scenarios that he got upset about and clear it. See, it could be the husband in this situation. Okay, so you can...
It's about money. With him, it's money. He's the ATM machine.
Okay, so clear his triggers with money. My husband with money. My husband with this. My husband with that. All the different types of triggers that you know that he has, that's what you would do. Okay? All right, Anarina. Hi. Go
ahead. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. So I tried to clear some triggers on being rushed. Can you check if I cleared everything, if I actually cleared it?
Sure. Hold on. Let's see here. Did you clear the triggers of feeling rushed? I did. Do you feel like you did?
Yes, I do. I just wanted to make sure that I did. And then triggers on my two-finger rub. Are there still any triggers on that?
Nope. I'm getting you're good. Are you good today?
I was, and I lost it very quickly. I had it for like 10 minutes and then I lost it.
So let's see, is there a reason why you lost it? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Just clearing the reasons why you lost it, okay? Just clearing that off. All right, showing you what I did. Okay, are you online now? I think you're good, okay? All right, Gitty B.
Thank you.
Hello, you're welcome.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I was working yesterday on my stressors and triggers and stressors. Can you check if I was effective? My work was effective?
Okay. So can you give me specifics, though? Be specific with the person you're trying to clear it with. It's easier to do it like that than generally.
I was trying to do the triggers and stressors that I have with my husband. Not specific anything, just with the person.
Yes.
And then with my married children and children at home.
I'm getting notes. Not on those.
It was not?
No. Not on the married children. With your husband, yes, but not. And again, with your husband, even though there's specifically with your husband, it could be there more of a situation with your husband that creates a trigger, a stressor within you. Okay, so keep in mind, that's called a complex trigger, where it's not just your husband, it's your husband in a specific scenario.
But that shows that I have a complex trigger.
Yes,
you do. But to me, I do have.
Yeah, and again, triggers with my husband, general triggers means I just look at him and I'm triggered. He just talks and I'm triggered. He walks in the door and I'm triggered. He comes in the bedroom, I'm triggered. He wakes up and says, good morning, I'm triggered. That's a general trigger.
But I don't have that.
Okay, I'm just saying, so you need to deal with specific triggers related to specific situations. Okay.
Okay. And can you check if with my children at home that was effective?
It was not effective. And sometimes it's because you have to do specific situations with them.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So Yafa, hi.
Hi. I worked also on some triggers, two specific ones with my husband. And when I finished, I got a pain in my right wrist area that's like a ping pain.
Oh
that's just, it's not leaving me. And I wanted to confirm that that the triggers, I actually did.
Yeah, you know what happened?
Work on them.
Okay, so it's a great thing that you bring up. So what happened to you there is that your trigger was entangled with a resentment. That's what's coming up for you, resentment. Okay, so what you do in this situation, if you get a pain that's happening in the process of trying to clear something else, it means something else is attached to it, it's coming up and getting trapped, either in your hand saying, no, don't release that because I'm attached to it, or something's going on, okay? So if that happens, say, okay, did something go on? Is something happening? Yes. Was something attached to that trigger? Was something entangled with that trigger? So yes or no or whatever. If it's a yes, then untangle whatever it was attached to a few times. Just untangle it and disconnect it and then clear out. I'm getting for you was resentment. So I'm just clearing out whatever. You could say whatever was attached, just clear it out. But I'm getting resentment was attached to that trigger as well. Okay, so we're going to clear that out.
Well, it's so interesting because the resentment that's coming to mind was not, did not have to do with my husband. So that can happen, right? Yes. It could just be it was a resentment that I experienced, let's say, in the last 24 hours or that's what's coming to mind for me.
Yeah. Well, keep in mind that triggers, you can be triggered by multiple people on the same issue. Okay.
Multiple people on the same issue.
Correct. Okay. So your father could make you feel like a piece of garbage. Your husband can make you feel like a piece of garbage. Your children can make you feel like a piece of garbage. And your mother-in-law can make you feel like a piece of garbage, okay? And they all invoke certain emotions, and they all are sort of floating around, sort of getting all entangled together. And you're like, okay, I'm going to release all my triggers. And it's like all this stuff comes up with it at the same time. That's why when I work on things, I do a general clearing of just generally and then go specifically right after that to each person in my life. Because if you don't do it like that, stuff just starts coming up faster than you can process it. Okay?
So let me just get this straight, though. Okay. I thought that I was sitting down to do... this is like, it gets complicated, right? So I thought I was sitting down to do two specific triggers that I have with my husband. And then this happened. So you're saying even before I sit down to do the specific triggers... with whoever it is, right. I should do a general clearing on different people in my life.
You don't have to do different. There's no right and wrong way to do it. All I'm just saying is that's what happened to you. It doesn't always. Yeah, someone wants to know, did your pain leave?
Yes, it did.
Okay. All right. So my point to you is that there's no right or wrong way. There's 10 ways to do the exact same thing in this program. I'm just saying that. Out of all the people I've worked with, that is not common. What happened to you? I'm just saying the reason why it happened is because it was entangled with a bunch of other stuff. You wouldn't know that starting. So I like to just start with a general trigger, my general triggers in general. Then I like to go specifically to my husband, okay? And specific scenarios with my husband and my daughter and my children, like mother, father. All in one go, whatever's willing and ready to come up. Now, like you happened... some emotions came up with that, which is more like an emotional trigger that's attached to some deep emotion. So people are like, ow, I feel pain in my chest after that. I'm like, okay, put your hand on your chest. What's coming up for you? You know, if you don't know how to energy test it, then just identify the pain that's stuck in, like, I feel like I'm going to choke. What is that? I have intense sadness. Okay, go into the sadness, validate the sadness. What is this? You know, I feel so sad. Why? Because you have been denying your voice for so long and allowing all these triggers to keep shutting you down. So this gets to be deep, you know, a lot of stuff starts coming up.
So you went to the cause of issues you brought up resentment.
Correct. Yeah.
You did that fast.
Yep. There we go. We're going to learn this in about a month's time. We're going to get, you know, a little deeper into the course. Okay.
Can I share one thing about triggers that may be helpful for people to clarify? It'll just take a second. When I learned about them, I learned that let's say you were to take a a picture of your Shabbos table or a video of your Shabbos table, if it could be done, and it is done in Shemayim. But let's just say that you could see a picture. You would see the front, the subject of the picture, and then in the background there would be all these different things that you weren't really conscious of or paying attention to, but it's all recorded in the picture. So when we do this work with triggers, it's like bringing up the whole picture to the subconscious. And that's what's happening for us. We thought we were just seeing the front focused picture, but there's a whole lot more going on. So I just wanted to share that.
I love that. Thank you. That's a great way to describe it. Okay, so we really are done for today. Rina Chai, you have a quick question, and Baruch right after that. If not, we have to wait till tomorrow. Rina Chai, go ahead.
Yeah, I sent you a private message. Did you get that?
Probably not. To where? My WhatsApp?
Not on WhatsApp. No, in the chat.
I can't look at chat in the middle of the class. Sorry about that. It's really hard for me to do that.
I just wanted to know if you could quickly check if there's anything triggering my two-finger rub to be off right now.
Is there anything triggering it to be off? I'm not getting that. But
for any reason I wasn't able to figure.
So your divine inner wisdom is not working right now. So work on your divine inner wisdom. Okay. I'm not sure why it's not working, but something's going on with that. Okay, Baruch.
You spoke about blocks. Is the clearing of blocks the same as the hurt?
No. A block is totally different than a trigger.
So you clear.
Wait, hold on, I'm picking up somebody. Who is that? Got to unmute Arena. No, a block is just a block, which means there's something that is blocking something from moving. All right. So let's say I want to be happy. Okay. Happiness is a natural state when you take away all the blocks, all the schmutz. It's not a trigger. A block doesn't create necessarily a problem. It blocks something from flowing. A trigger actually creates a reaction within the body. Okay. Understand?
Okay, so if I have blocks, how do I clear them?
Like this. We just clear the blocks like this. Triggers, we go by age. Blocks, we go either layers or numbers like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Okay, everyone, come back tomorrow with more
triggers. Hello, that just brought up a question, though, because when we clear general triggers, when we're not going by age, isn't it a little back and forth or up and down? Could you just show us that
difference? No, general triggers are exactly the same. We clear them by age. I never cleared triggers. You can do it like this, but I found it doesn't always, most of the time, it doesn't work. Like I did it with somebody yesterday. I was trying to teach them to generally clearing triggers, just going like that. They both did it. The husband and wife did it at the same time. He got 80% cleared. She only got 20% cleared by doing it this way. So we just found most effective is just to clear by age, where there's general, specific, whatever's going on. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Welcome. Ciao, everybody. Have a great one. Bye.